Oh, yes, you see all sorts working at the Museum of Sporadic Histories of Earth, or MOTSVU for short. And I mean more than just the exhibits. The other day, for example, I was just setting up to open. This was at about 6 o'clock in the morning. We weren't open just yet, it not being 6 o'clock. And I hear a knocking at the door. Unusual, I think to myself. Surely they've seen the sign telling them we're not open just yet. Perhaps it's delivery, I think to myself, rolling up my notes, but I certainly have nothing recorded. There's nothing coming, as far as I can remember. Could be someone in need, perchance, or Lucy, my assistant, forgetting her keys again. Either way, it would be rude not to answer. And so I finish up what I'm doing and make my way to the door, which, as you can imagine, could take quite a few minutes, given the floor space here. I'll be just a moment, I call out to the visitors as I find the right key. However, something now tells me they didn't hear me over their relentless knocking. For as soon as I unlock the door, this great orc charges me and breaks my nose with his foot. And that's not even the bizarre part. Next thing I know, a stuffed bear tries to sneak in, whom I manage to pin down, and then this noble-looking youth strolls in and wipes his feet on an antique 3rd-century rug. Despite the blood now trickling down my face, I give them the what for, you know, a good telling off, only for them to all start shouting witch at me. After a little confusion, I manage to determine they're all searching for my assistant, Lucy. I'm not sure how Miss Bolt ended with such a strange nickname, but at this point I just wanted rid of them before they damaged any of the displays, or indeed, me. I dare say I don't know what Miss Bolt has gotten herself into, but I dearly hope she has the wisdom to get herself out of it. Oh, anyway, I've gone off topic again. Apologies, where was I? Yes, so... Here we have a first-generation orc skull from the early 2nd century designed by one of the original 12 witches, Madame Meligil. You can see how unrefined the design is.
In the merry month of June, when first from home I started, left the girls from tomb, so sad and broken heart, saluted father and dear, kissed me darling mother and drank a pint of beer, me grief and tears to smother, then off to reap the corn, leave where I was born, cut the stock back, flown to banish ghosts and goblin, brought a pair of brogues, rattle o' the bogs, frighten all the dogs on the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Up the hare and turn her down the rocky road, and all the way to Dublin, whack for Aldi-da.
Hello, audience. I don't know how long the last episode was, but the recording was much longer.
We're sorry.
It felt like days.
So we're going to do a little plot for an angle. I don't know what I said then. We're gonna.
You said a plot for an angle, and that makes no sense at all.
I said finangle.
I thought you said finangle as well.
Oh,
I did say finangle. I don't know what a finangle is. It feels like
it's what we're doing right now in terms of plot.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm gonna zip ahead. Sniv, the body of Sniv is now in the freezer, hidden away
where it belongs.
Libby's house. Omelette's back with Ruth. And because it's morning now, they're getting a lot of looks and being given a wide berth from most people as they wander through the town. You sort of like amble towards where the foot traffic is going, towards the centre, where there is apparently a trial going on. As you go along, each of you start noticing a couple of young sort of like town guards in training putting up wanted posters.
Give
a closer look for them. It seems like whoever described your appearances was a bit overzealous.
There's or possibly overcompensatory.
Yeah. one who could potentially be mistaken as Ruth, but completely wild, like feral looking in this drawing. Another one of Styx, or at least some orc. It just seemed to be a picture of a orc.
Racist.
That may or may not be Styx.
Now, see, even I can tell you apart from anyway. That one.
And the other picture is of an actual bear.
Nice! So, is it still blue, or is it just an actual bear?
It's an actual bear. It's in black and white.
Oh. But...
Yeah, this isn't like a... they don't have colour printing in the D&D Middle Ages.
They have pigments, and you can make paints.
Well, someone has a disguise kit, so you're welcome to colour it in if you like.
Oh.
And once again, I get off scot-free with no wanted poster.
Because no one wants you.
That's fine.
That is the point, though. You are absent from the picture.
Simultaneous burn. That was good.
I like that. High five.
Oh, blow. It's strange that I'm wanted by some kind of bounty hunter, but I'm not wanted by the town guard.
who has the disguise kit?
I do.
Does it have blue paint in it?
Hang on.
Are you sure really you don't want to colour yourself more... incorrectly?
This pouch of cosmetics, hair dye, and small props lets you create disguises that change your physical appearance.
Yeah, so it's got blue hair dye. Blue dye.
Small props.
Please,
does that, like,
tell me you're not going
to
make these wanted posters more accurate.
So, what I would like to do is take the blue colour and draw a really big blue moustache on the bear.
Okay, sure thing.
Brilliant.
Yep. You may need to help to get up to that point.
Oh, so. For God's sake!
I pick Lumpkin up.
Thank you. I quickly squeal a little blue moustache on the picture of the bear, and then I ask to be moved over a foot so I can go to Styx's supposed wanted poster.
I move it over a foot.
Thank you. I'm going to draw a blue eye patch on Styx.
Ah, yes, they'll never know.
Now pass me back to Ruth as well.
I'm going to move back to Ruth.
I'm going to draw over the angry face that I'm assuming this very wild-looking woman has, with a nice big smiley blue face.
I'm going to then waft her in the direction of Tarquin.
Combination
of the three. An eye patch, a mustache, and a big smiley face.
You joke about this now, but this means that bounty hunter Skinner won't be able to find it, so thank you.
I look at my paws, which are blue.
Fractal.
With the paint. Yeah. Fractal blue paws, yeah. With the paint that I've just used. I look at Tarquin, and I'm going to brand Tarquin in the middle of the head with the blue paint on my paws, so whatever paw print thing happens is now branded on the middle of his forehead.
He just Simba his forehead. Simba.
Literally, yeah.
As you put your paw of many fingers over his forehead, you just say, Tarquin. In your deepest voice you can muster.
Yeah, I don't know what... I don't know what Lumpkin's paw print would look like, because obviously
just
Lumpkin has...
Just a
smudge. Yeah.
Just a blob. Cool, you're going to have a blue blob on your forehead, and if you remove it, I'll know.
Well, thank you for that. I have a blue blob on the front of my head and a red blob on the back.
How can something be so adorable yet ominous at the same time?
Welcome to my life.
I don't even have to pretend when I'm playing Lumpkin. I just get to be me.
Shall we move on to this public trial?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that we've successfully disguised ourselves with nought but some blue paint.
You're welcome.
Oh, you know what this is reminding me of? Have you seen the Simpsons movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know the scene when they're in the service station and there's the wanted poster and Bart quickly climbs out.
Yeah. Wait. Oh my God, it's them.
It's them.
Oh, God. Oh, shit.
Might I point out that you've only scribbled over one set of posters and they presumably cover the entire city, whereas... So it would have been simpler just to create disguises for us.
Side quest.
No, you've missed the entire point of me drawing onto these things.
Explain, Lumpkin.
The point was not to make it, these look too much like us, therefore I should disguise the wanted posters so no one will know it's us. No, they obviously look nothing like us anyway. So I just wanted to actually do some graffiti.
Oh, I thought it was just to put a blue blob on Tarquin's face.
Just a one long-winded excuse just to desecrate my forehead.
I mean, you never know. That could, in fact, be Lumpkin's reasoning, but Lumpkin's never going to admit to that.
It's a dark horse, Lumpkin.
So, to the trial.
Have we met up yet?
What was that?
So you
continue on to the trial. You can see... as a crowd builds, you can see a large gap where Omelet is wading through, and everybody's giving them a wide berth.
Didn't Omelet have a Remy accent
with them?
Yes.
Hoot hoot.
Oot, oot.
I'd like to be keeping an eye out for Andrew while we're milling about in the crowd.
Have you? Okay. Roll for perception.
18.
Okay. Yeah, you keep an eye out.
It's a good eye.
Two eyes, as often as I can spare them.
Fucking right.
Oh, no, I'm not going to go that far. It's just Andrew.
And you can see over the heads of the crowds, there's a few dozen around. You can see on the bandstand at the opposite edge of the plaza, there is a few people standing up. Then in the centre, there is an old, crooked, but still quite stern-looking man. He seems to be looming, is what he appears to be doing over the audience. And he's got a very large, regal headdress and cloak that marks him as Ruth may... If I, will Ruth know this person?
If she's a local to the city, she should have seen him around at least once.
You may have heard of this person. You can assume that this is the Archminster Elgret. So I'll give you time to write that in your little books, in your little notes.
How did you know I had a book? I'm trying
because you
to be
told
so
us
organized.
Earlier.
Wait, you guys are writing notes?
I would if I hadn't have lost the pen.
How are we spelling Elgret?
E-L-G-E-R-E double T.
Oh, that's way more annoying than I was going to spell it.
I'm giving you a chance to write stuff fucking down now so you don't start shouting witch at dwarves.
Witch!
Just because you've forgotten who the witch is.
So it's Archminster, right?
Yeah, Archminster.
Okay, that's a weird title.
It is.
Ruth will relay this over to you guys.
On the stage as well, there are a couple more people from the Church of Quiescence, which is where Elgret is from, and a few guards who are holding the prisoners still at this point. There's three prisoners there, two men and one woman, who are looking quite sullen and staring down as everybody in the crowd jeers and shouts at all of them.
What are they shouting, Calvin?
Do we recognise any of them?
Boo, mostly.
Oh. Boo!
At least we've got a general feel of the crowd.
People. Witch!
That's what I was waiting on.
Witch!
She turned me into a newt!
A newt?
I mean, which...
I got better.
The Archminster raises his hands and gets everybody to settle down and calm.
Witch!
I think we know.
Just
I was waiting for a heckling.
Sorry.
Yeah. Take
I
it
think
off.
It's quiet. I think we know why we are gathered here today. Lo, the Tower of Innovsfall. And he points towards where the great tower used to be, which now is fallen and drifts off, pointing out into the ocean. Innovsfall used to be a place of science, where the people of the city thought themselves better than those that created them. And everybody goes, boo, boo!
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 Guys, just, don't encourage this.
I'm just joining in.
We're trying to blend
That's
in.
That's what we're doing. We're blending in.
He waits for everybody, all the chanting, to settle down and calm down. They built their tower too high, their science too ambitious, and the gods struck them down.
Hey!
Still, thank you. Thank you. Still, there are those who want to resort to the old ways. Tower
Ooh,
divers.
Fuck the old ways!
For there are those who seek to bring the vengeance of gods upon us once again.
Boo, vengeance!
Who think...
Sorry, I'll shut up now.
Who's...
Lumpkin is going to stuff green... his fist into Styx's mouth right now.
Many fingers.
Whose greed and envy brings them back to the fallen tower to retrieve those things that should be left behind. Mm. The sinful scientific instruments that should be forgotten with history. These three here have been accused of delving into the tower once more.
Did they delve too?
So they're like the opposite of witches then.
Did they delve Indeed. Too deeply into greed?
Not witch!
They woke up a creature with shadow and flame.
At this point, sort of like, he brings on one of the guards members and they start reading out evidence and information and everything that they have. As you look around the heads, you do see... I can't remember who actually met Lucy.
It was Styx and Ruth.
Tarquin was meeting his mother.
Yes.
Yes, in the biblical sense.
Lumpkin went to Tarquin, didn't she?
Okay, yeah, so...
I don't know what Lumpkin did, if I'm honest.
Lumpkin, I think he went with Tarquin, but nothing happened.
We were drinking with Andrew at that time.
Oh, yeah.
That was it. That was what I was doing, yeah.
Yeah, you were not giving Andrew the talk.
No, I was badly babysitting.
So you as you scan around, you can see Lucy Bolt towards the side, just looking quite sullen with her hands over her mouth as she watches the events unfold and all the evidence presented.
How persuasive is the evidence? Is it really damning?
It's pretty damning. The evidence is strong that they were seen by several people coming out of the tower with items in their hand.
These scientific items—they're not like a calculator or graph paper.
You wouldn't know.
A mechanical pencil.
The description is.
Getting more and more scientific.
I do like the idea though of that.
One small beaker. It's got nothing. It's got fuck all in it. It's just a beaker.
You know what? Yeah. During the demonstration, Elgrid says, "These instruments should not be used." And he crushes the mechanical pencil. Ah! Stomps on it for a little bit.
Ruth is just going to put her hand up and wait for. To be acknowledged.
By who?
By the Archminster.
How far away are we from the bandstand?
Well.
Oh, I assumed that we were continuing to move forward.
You're a fair way away.
Is it a crowd of thousands or something?
Not thousands, no. I'd say dozens. Maybe 100 or so.
There are dozens of us. Dozens!
You're too far away to be seen with your hand up there, Ruth.
Excuse me.
You can get Omelet to raise his hand. That would probably
work. Omelet. I'll get on Omelet's shoulders, and Omelet will raise out, and then I'll put my hand in the air.
Okay. So yeah, eventually. In fact, I'm going to make you roll for this. Roll for charisma.
Oh.
Roll for attention seeking.
Yes.
Roll for attention
Which
seeking.
Which is charisma.
Why did I put my character sheet? I literally had it too. Oh, there it is. It's buried. It's buried under my notebook. Classic. So that's an 8
Thanks,
plus
Sam.
Whatever
Sorry.
My charisma is.
No, you're not.
Yeah, you're right. The
Most
man knows
accurate
me.
Thing that happens.
I rolled an 8. That is like the 4th 8 I've rolled with this dice. It is banished.
Okay, yeah.
New dice.
The Archminster just doesn't pay any attention to you whatsoever.
Do you need someone with a bit more gusto to say what you were saying, mate?
what better way to get the attention of a clearly upset religious man?
Cracks my knuckles. Right.
I don't think that these guys should die.
Tarquin preemptively puts his fingers in his ears to ready himself for this.
Lumpkin,
go ahead.
Lumpkin removes the fist from your mouth.
Oh, thank you. yeah, because that would have made it rather difficult.
Yeah, I thought I'd remind you that was still there before you started shouting.
I'm going to pretty much put up my hand and go, Gary! As loud as I can.
Okay. roll for charisma.
What do I add to it?
It's your base. You just have charisma. It's
oh. Stat.
Yeah.
15.
15. Okay.
Yeah.
The Archminster, he notices your cooey and sees you waving your hands, and he goes, yes, the orc at the back appears to have some evidence to bring, perhaps.
Yeah, go on then.
Good luck, Sticks.
I'm going to shuffle to the front. All the way to the front, by myself, alone.
Okay.
Hang on. Yeah, have I got my drum back?
You wade your way through.
Yeah, I would have given you your drum.
Okay.
Yeah. The people are giving you a fairly wide berth. As if you sort of like
thank you.
Confused looks thank and you. People murmuring to each other, wondering like, "What's this? What evidence is being brought? What would an orc have seen?"
Yep.
Racist. Okay.
Do I go up onto the bit of wood?
Yeah, you can come onto the bandstand.
Okay, cool.
Why am I dreading what's going to happen?
Because Styx is involved, and Styx is attempting to persuade someone of something.
And then there's nobody else around to stop him.
Right.
Yep.
I'm just up now to the bandstand, and this is the part yep. where I'm going to admit that my Discord has been relatively quiet for the past minute or so, and I've got no idea what the fuck's been said. So what do you need me to do?
You shout back to Ruth. What now?
Ruth, I forgot what you were going to say.
Just Ruth is going, oh my god. And make her way forward with Omelette.
Thank you. I've got an intelligence.
we all follow when the Omelette's weak.
I would like to think that I get up there, I have a look around, I survey the crowd. Nice crowd. And then I look over and see Ruth and just go, bollocks, I've forgotten everything. Ruth!
Forgot my line.
Shit, line!
I've got this horrible feeling that I never had a plan to deal with this in the first place.
This is what's called forcing a narrative.
You shouldn't give Styx inspiration or any kind of...
Speaking of devil,
ooh?
I realise that I've gone through this entire campaign without giving any of you fuckers bardic inspiration. So, Ruth, for whatever you do...
I'm inspired.
I'm going to give you inspiration.
When you've also gone through most of this campaign without healing anyone, I mean, apart from the guy that you hoofed in the nose, you have like two jobs.
One thing at a time.
I find it difficult to heal myself, let alone other people. So, yeah.
You're the only healer in the fucking party.
details.
It is difficult to heal when you're unconscious so often.
Yes.
True.
The old Archminster has given you funny looks as you... Well, he's trying to put on a pleasant face. However, he's not very
good at pleasant
faces.
He's very uncomfortable, isn't he? Cool.
Yeah. He's a bit annoyed that you've stolen his thunder. He had the crowd and a really good...
Standard religious type, though, isn't it? Fucking get over it.
The bigger his hat, the more insecure he is. That's just how it works.
Oh,
he's got a very big hat.
He's got a huge hat. Can I eye it up?
Yeah.
You're
gonna
sniff.
Oh, no. No, I'm not. I'm going to get both of my hands, put it up to the top of his hat and kind of measure it, and then put it on top of my head and back to the hat. This is all whilst waiting for Ruth. As she sees that, she goes, oh, shit, and starts walking slightly faster.
See, Ruth, I know that I'm terrible at social cues, but even I know that's a no-no.
Don't steal the very religious man's hat.
I'm not going to steal his hat. I'm just showing people that it's quite tall.
Just in case they hadn't noticed.
Yeah, just in case.
Look how tall it is.
Thank you, Styx. Archminster, you're looking splendid today. I just had a minor inquiry. What are these mechanical things for? What do they do? What makes them so evil?
The point of them, of what they do, is not the issue.
I mean, you just crushed basically a stick made of metal. You can go to the blacksmiths and buy a stick of metal.
The point is not their use. The point is their creation.
I am named after a pair of sticks.
Good for you.
Are we all on this stage?
No.
Not at this point.
It's just me and Ruth.
And Omelette.
And Omelette as well.
Oh, okay. If Omelette's gone up, then I think the rest of us have followed as well, yeah.
No, Lumpkin's not gone up. Lumpkin has thoroughly decided that they're going to stay as still as possible for the foreseeable future.
Okay. Right, okay, so where are the kobolds? I imagine the kobolds have just wandered up with you as well, because we forgot about them last episode, yeah. But they're with you.
Yeah.
They hop into the stage as well, and it's getting quite crowded on there now. The Archminster's just looking like, what's going on here?
Archminster, move back. We've got to make a bit more room.
Yeah. Scooch over to all that.
You know, it's a good thing the majority of the kobolds are dead, because this would be tricky if we were still 18.
Oh my god, that would be amazing.
Oh, imagine if we had a Von Trapp syndrome thing going on, just one after the other coming on.
The kobolds
I'm sticks and I do not need a governess.
Debatable.
Yes, as Ruth has just pointed out, if you can buy it at the blacksmith's, then what makes it so evil being created via science?
Because science is unnatural.
Like?
But what is that if not an extension of alchemy and blacksmithing?
You misunderstand. Clearly you're a foreigner to our ways.
I feel like you're avoiding the question. You're talking to a noble, like, surely you should be able to have an educated discussion at a trial.
Yeah, yeah,
surely. To determine the evidence that you're putting against these three people.
Yeah.
I understand that you are hoping for a one-sided conversation, but it is now changed.
Yeah, you fucking lofty-hatted wank stain.
Are you saying that out loud?
I will. And I will look around frantically for a small, tiny blue fist, which should have been in my mouth, but was not.
No, the small tiny blue fists are currently attached to Lumpkin, who is on the floor trying to make themselves as normal looking and inanimate as possible.
Oh, cool. All right, carry on.
I give Sticks a look and I'm like, do you want my medium sized fist? Just to stop it happening. not a punch, just to stop you from,
I'm good.
Digging
I'm good.
A deeper
I'm good.
Hole.
I'm good.
All right, okay.
The Archminister ignores that slight and addresses Tarquin. He goes,
racist.
What is your name, sir?
Uh-oh.
I am Master Tarquin. No, wait, no, I'm
Whoa.
Not. Master Tarish. Metacote, that is my name. Of the Isle of Caninus.
I'm a pleasure, I'm sure.
He does not look sure.
If
I am Dr.
If you were
Dog Botherer,
here earlier, you would have heard my tale about the Tower of Inov's Fall and how it was built too high and too ambitious and struck down by the gods. Now, Master...
See, that might just be the result of poor engineering.
Now, young master... Would you want to be struck down by the gods?
I mean, fear I may have done quite enough to get struck down by them already, but
that
I
dragon
stand.
Didn't do it.
Exactly.
It is through the witch's help that we have been able to rebuild this city from the ruins that were left.
And you've done a lovely job, I think.
Which? Just which.
If you delve too deep into science, you are intentionally challenging the gods and the witches who of the gods have positioned here to help us.
Can
you understand that?
Can I point out that, you know, I work for Mrs. Boar, and you've got two witches in town as well. Do they forbid access to the tower?
It is forbidden by law.
Who wrote that law? if you're saying it goes against the witches, surely this should be ran by the witches.
Yeah, surely they're closer to the gods than an ordinary man such as yourself.
A mortal shouldn't be, you know, speaking on behalf of entities that could very clearly speak for themselves when you've got two in the town that you're holding this trial in.
Isn't that just your problem with what science was doing?
Yeah.
You seem very arrogant talking on behalf of them.
Arrogant.
Do you wish me to present the power of the old gods before you? Of the witches who support our cause?
You know what? I think we have a leg to stand on, yes.
Why the fuck not?
Okay.
This is going to end well.
Come and have a go if you think you're hard enough.
God, he takes a step back for a moment, rolls back his sleeves.
Oh, shit.
And then flings his hand to the ground, and there is an almighty fireball that just erupts from behind him into this huge cloud. There is a lot of smoke that scatters everywhere. You feel the heat on your face. It's like being at a Rammstein concert.
But with fewer penises.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Maybe. We'll see how the rest of this goes.
I know who you're aligned with, young Ruth.
What? He knows your name, Ruth.
What? Well, I do frequent this town. I'd be surprised if, you know, at least a few people hadn't heard my name.
May I see your hand for a moment?
Oh, shit!
Don't touch me. What's my hand got to do with it? I said bring one of the witches in town on stage to, you know, ask about this whole trial, which is frankly seeming like a farce. What has my hand got to do with this?
My Discord cut off as you went, which is frankly seeming like a
Yeah, same, and I don't want to know what it was. Yeah. I don't want to know.
Yeah, Discord is now censoring you, Ben.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
So you wash your mouth out with soap. Oh.
Mrs. Bohr used to say that.
Okay, he's going to reach for and try and grab your wrist there.
Ruth is going to pull her hand back and be like, oh, okay. You pervert.
Can I try to interject and step in the way?
I'm going to check Ruth's dexterity first.
Okay. I should be good at this.
Do a dexterity throw, just standard.
Oh, wait, no, this is the one I'm good at. That is a 19.
Okay, yeah, he's too old and frail. You just move your arm back easily. Omelette steps forward aggressively.
The Archmage just... Come on, DM, break out the Brummie accent.
Hoot. The Archmage will step back and go, fine. And he withdraws his sleeve and shows you the mark on his arm, the same mark that is on all of your arms as well.
Oh.
The mark of Mrs. Slade. It's like,
what does that look like, by the way?
I never described it.
You never did?
Nope.
This explains why I can't remember what it looks like.
Let's give it a description now. It's a dragonfly.
Cool.
Oh.
A dragonfly with runes on its wings.
Cool.
And he goes, you see, now we have the support of a witch. Of many witches, in fact.
Well, that's just one witch's symbol.
Yes, I'm sure there are quite a few more.
I mean, there are three in, you know, there are two in town. One is stud over there, and one lives in the woods over there. And, you know, so you speak for one witch. You've got another three. Surely it'll be more like
three is more than one.
Surely it'll be more like a jury or something, rather than one bloke saying, these guys are guilty. And then killing them. Like,
actually, roll what was the outcome of this?
Roll for deception.
Were they going to be executed?
I don't actually know. I rolled it.
I came up here with no fucking idea what was going on.
And you still have
20
no idea
for perception.
Roll for perception.
20.
20, okay. Yeah, you see, as soon as you mention that there's a witch in the audience, you see Lucy just sort of like, her eyes widen and she just shifts and sneaks out.
Ooh.
Through the crowd.
Oh, good.
Oh, we fucked up.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Again.
Oh, look, there it goes.
This wasn't in front of a load of
the
people.
Plot.
Oh, wait.
I do not know this other witch you speak of, but Mrs. Libby, you'll know that she supports our cause too, should you ask. She knows well the rules of this city. The rules have been put in place for many hundred years.
Does she just obey them?
It is imperative.
Does she enjoy them? Did she help instate any of them, or does she just obey them?
Deciding the answer to that question, did Lumpkin see Lucy wiggle off?
Roll for perception.
18.
Yes, you do.
Cool. Can I follow?
Oh, yeah. Thank God, someone doing something competent.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Lumpkin's
man, your
follow.
Plot senses are just impressive.
Yeah, Lumpkin just hops down and makes the way to crowd towards where she saw Lucy heading off.
Cool.
Where was Elgaret? Where was I?
Speaking as someone who's grown up following quite a few many rules and not agreeing with many of them, there is quite a difference.
Master, whatever your name was, I have forgotten it.
Rude.
So have I.
As you would have entered our city, you would have seen the ruins left when we crossed the line beforehand. It's only through the witch's grace that we are here now, rebuilt. It is important that we sentence and punish those who go into the tower, lest the gods feel it in their nature to strike us down once more. We must uphold the peace.
Seem very peaceful.
What were you going to sentence these people if you found them guilty, which I presume you were going to anyway?
They would have a chance. We would pit them against what science has created. Should they prove themselves worthy? If the gods look upon them nicely, kindly rather, they will survive.
What do you mean what science has created? So far you've told us the science has created tools and implements that should be destroyed.
And now
do you have them at your disposal? Why are you able to control them?
Do you wish to see it? And the audience just starts going, starts clapping, getting excited by this, whatever you're going to respond.
Go on then, you've piqued this noble's curiosity.
No. Yes, we made the DM say oh no.
Does that Very mean we well. Should be worried?
And you speak on behalf of your party here?
Without looking, I say yes.
Okay. Very well. This party has been chosen to accept the trial also.
Wait, what?
Cheers.
You just said have a look. You didn't say take a trial.
Oh, you won't be able to see it unless you're in the room with it, of course.
Is this a subscription
to you,
or something?
The crowd, just to you directly.
Oh, shit.
Very well. And...
Sounds like he's enjoying himself, though.
The guards surround you, and there's quite a few of them there. They become wrangling you.
Oh, bugger.
It's not much point trying to fight this. I don't think there's...
Oh, no. I know what to do.
If you've got a plan, go ahead.
Oh, God, no.
So I've just been out again. But I think I know exactly what I can do. Luckily, I'm also a healer, in case I fuck this up.
Oh, God, I'm so scared.
That is not a good sign.
Have you just remembered you're a healer?
No, I remember being told I was a healer.
Okay.
How many of these fuckers are here with us now?
I mean, there's... they're just trying to put us in the room.
An overwhelming amount.
Yeah, there's a couple dozen guard, and there's a good 100 or so civilians.
And the old man with the tall hat.
I think what you've kind of... Okay, so we got a couple of guards, a man with a stupidly tall hat.
A couple dozen guards.
Yeah,
yeah, more than a couple
of guards. A couple dozen guards. I think you... the civilians, I think you meant to say, like, acceptable casualties.
Oh, so, no. I think I know what you're wanting to do.
Yeah. Shit.
I mean, it's the easiest way for us to get the fuck out of Dodge. I want to cast Thunderwave.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
I think we all assumed that was going to
now,
be the case.
Can I shout, "Taste my lightning, suckers!" before I do it?
Yep.
Brilliant.
You can. You hammer down the drum. There's an almighty thunderous boom. And what do they have to be? What's the constitution saving throw that they have to?
Can I? Well, it's 12.
It's 12. Okay.
Oh, come on, baby.
Okay, so
Nat 20. Oh, thank fuck.
Okay.
I don't even need. I'm going to save the Bardic Inspiration for later if I roll
that 10 minutes.
What was the save again?
Does it?
12.
Con summon 9.
Okay.
Bardic Inspiration.
Right.
Tell me that pointy hat has got a shit constant.
11, 12. It's meet or beat, right?
Right.
Yep, meet or beat.
Okay.
Just 12.
Okay, villagers collectively got a 9.
Oh.
Oh,
so that is 3d8.
1 minute,
and I'll push 10 feet away. Have I just murdered several
zone.
Villagers?
It's going to be more
only,
than it's
only
more
in
than
the splash
several.
Zone.
It is more than several.
Okay,
where's Lumpkin?
You're safe.
Oh, no.
We'll come to you in a moment.
Okay, right. I'm rolling these dice. God. I've got one as a 7, one as an 8. And the other one's another 7. Right, hang on.
Can I point something out?
No. One second. What are the exact stats of Thunderwave again?
Each creature in a 15-foot cube originating from you must make a Consti saving throw. On a failed save, a creature takes 3d8 thunder damage and is pushed 10 feet away.
Right, you're going to love this.
Oh, shit.
I rolled separately for Mr. Big Hat.
Yeah.
He got an 18.
Oh, cut.
Oh, shit.
On a successful save, the creature takes half as much damage and isn't pushed.
Right. Mr. Pointy Hat got an 18. The villagers collectively got 9. So how much damage did you say?
Overall, 214.
Yeah.
22.
Fuck me. Okay.
Oh my god, Ruth is not going to.
Do you realize
happy.
What you've just done?
I'll say as well, both the three prisoners who were also on the stage at the time rolled an 8.
Oh
fuck.
And the two kobolds.
Oh fuck.
Don't say it.
The two kobolds got a 3. So
I'm here to help, ladies and gentlemen.
So every single townsperson
yeah.
within 15 feet.
Oh, fuck.
So what happens? You say, what?
Taste
three,
my lightning
two,
suckers.
One, taste my lightning suckers. And then you what? You stick your hands up and lightning
I
just sparks out.
I stick both my sticks up into the air and they both come down onto my drum and a huge thunder clap.
Right, fine. There's a huge thunderclap, and every single townsperson within 15 feet. You know, at the end of the Avengers.
Yeah.
I've not actually seen it, so.
Describe it, please.
Spoilers.
Spoilers. But go for it.
It's been 8 years.
Yeah. Yeah, you've had time.
Because...
You've had
yeah,
time. Endgame
yeah.
was out 2 years ago.
Yeah, I've just not seen it.
Yeah. Sorry.
Anyway, well, suffice to say, every villager within a 15-foot square and also Mr. Pointy Hat, and also the two prisoners who you went up to argue the cases of.
Yes.
And the last kobolds who were with you, including Hugh Manman, I think.
Oh.
I'm afraid... What, sorry.
Hold on, I'm just going to roll for the guards as well. The guards got an 18. The guards.
So basically the only people capable of fighting back.
Can I ask a side question?
Yeah.
So, how does getting an animal companion back work?
Oh, no! This could have gone so much better.
Omelette is now scrambled.
Sticks, what the fuck?
This is why you don't go onto stage without a plan.
Well, we know that now.
Yeah, but you don't have to murder how many civilians? How densely
packed... This is why Lumpkin didn't go up. Thunker was like, no, this is their own shit.
Calvin,
they can sort
Calvin,
that shit out by
Calvin,
themselves.
Calvin, co-DM, how many villagers did we say there were?
I mean...
Dozens!
There was at least 100 watching. Oh, they wouldn't be within 15 feet, though, but a good portion would have been.
We call them the splash zone.
Okay. So I mean, on a successful save, we take half of 22. Is that it?
They'd still be dead.
This is an awful lot of XP I'm earning if we were doing it like that.
I'm not going to have you walking into a town centre exploding and farming townspeople. That's not what we're doing with this podcast.
That's how you grind, baby.
So I'm going to think that sticks. That wasn't your intention, quite.
I don't honestly know. I've been cutting in and out for like the past 3-4 minutes, so I'm not too sure what's going on anymore.
Quite a few people tasted that lightning, fuckers.
Did I kill anyone that I shouldn't have?
Everyone!
You killed Omelette.
What? When did that happen?
Just now. With
I'm
your
sorry,
spell.
I've been cutting in and out.
When you said taste lightning. My lightning, fuckers.
And then there was an explosion, and I rolled and just passed. And then I rolled for Omelette on the sly.
Oh, no.
She died.
Right.
Oh, no, now I'm feeling guilty. It's like fucking
good!
It's like that scene in fucking Mice and Men when they go and shoot the old dog, right? Everyone was fucking crying in that cinema.
So basically what you do is you shout, "Taste my lightning, fuckers!" And everyone, apart from the guards and a few of your friends, just evaporate.
Cool.
There's just charred husks on the ground.
I just enjoy the notion that you walked up onto stage and ready to say something, then were daydreaming for 5 minutes before deciding to do this. I mean, we were complaining about how last episode we didn't do enough.
So you decided to...
This is my hometown!
I mean, honestly...
Not anymore!
Correction! Was!
I'm putting my hands full up in the air and saying Lumpkin walked right out of that shit. Lumpkin is the only sensible member of this party so far.
And look where that got you, full HP.
Exactly. Okay.
As the de facto director of this podcast, I'm going to move along to the parallel universe where that didn't
happen.
Are you retconning that shit?
All right.
Can the camera, pan out as Ruth, drops to her knees in front of Omelette.
No!
Screams out and his camera
pans.
Meanwhile, the parallel universe.
Like Final Destination.
Sticks
all that really disappointing twist
prick.
In Twilight.
Wait, I'm not being a total prick. I'm trying to help. I cut at last thing I heard, I'm hearing one guy with a real pointy hat fucking waffle on about what's religious and what's scientific. I cut out. I come back. We're surrounded by guards. I shit my pants. I go for a thunder wave.
And murder everyone apart
from the
guards.
And murder everyone almost everyone in a 15-foot fucking radius. I do apologise. I really didn't know what the fuck was going on there. I thought I was being helpful.
Oh, Christ.
We can use that. this is like a fucking choose your way book. Do like in, Calvin. In
We've
the,
just
in
gone
the
back
interval,
to the previous.
You know
page.
That part where you go, you know, you talk and about what's going yes. on. Can you just say there's an optional additional ending here, and then just play this audio? Here's yep. what happened when we okay. let the bard go.
No, it just needs to be Calvin saying there was an alternate ending for this episode, and then you screaming, "Taste my lightning, fuckers!"
Hang on, let's get the soundbite for that.
And
now.
They won't believe that it was the real.
And Styx killed
lightning, fuckers.
Perfect.
Okay. Meanwhile, while that it all isn't happening, let's cut across from as you're wrestling with the guards to Lumpkin, who is well away.
Thanks. Fuck me.
Later.
Right, so what? Lumpkin is chased after Lucy. So do I catch up to Lucy? Like, you're going to have to fill me in on some information
here. Yeah, I'm going to say, like, she is walking to Ray, heading towards a sort of, like, museum direction. Because she's going opposite traffic, I'm going to ask you to roll for perception, but it's going to be a low threshold.
Okay. So I get nothing for perception. And I rolled a 14.
Yeah, that's enough. That's easy enough.
Cool.
You do manage. You're having to pretty much sprint on your little legs. But,
they're just a blur.
She's not running. She's not running herself. So you do manage to. you do manage to catch up with her.
Cool. Can I like tug on her sleeve coat thing? What's she wearing? I don't know.
Robe garment. Robe.
She's wearing a skirt.
Can I tug on her skirt and be like, "Excuse me, miss. Yeah. Excuse me, miss."
She goes, "Oh, yes, sorry. Oh, hello.
Hi. So those people up there who are completely fucking lunatics are actually kind of with me.
We're not lunatics yet.
And we were looking for you and did not want to offend you in the slightest. And I get the impression that you don't want people to know the thing about you which we know. So is there maybe somewhere we could go and have a private chat about a special box?"
"Oh, you're friends with Mrs. Libby, I'm assuming, my sister."
"Yeah." "She gave me a lovely yes. bath."
"Yes, let's find somewhere quiet. Okay. Follow me this way. I think I know somewhere we can go."
Fantastic.
She leads you round the corner into the heads into the museum through her sort of like section that where she was seen before. You can see a few different gadgets and items on display.
You can see Goodread with a very obviously broken nose.
Yeah.
I healed, no,
That was healed. And she goes into her back office where she takes a seat and goes, "Yes, I believe you had some sort of box or something. Mrs. Libby sent me a message last evening."
"Yep, so the box, which is currently in the idiot's backpack, the big idiot's backpack on the stage, so that's going to be fun getting that back here without it being damaged. But that box has a very special thing in it. We don't want that thing falling into the wrong hands, but the box is locked with blood magic, and we need to know how to open that without knowing whose blood we need."
Okay. "Yes, I think I know why Mrs. Lippy pointed you in my direction." She sort of like adjusts her glasses and tucks her hair behind her ears and wanders off to a side room for a moment to one of the displays and comes back. And she's got this sort of like device with her. It's got a round cylinder at the base. And
as opposed to those more unusual square cylinders.
Yes. Yes, indeed. And it's got two prongs that stick out one side of it.
Okay,
so this device, it's I'm not supposed to be using it. Things like this, we're only supposed to have them display, technically. So she taps her nose. I'm not doing this. Yes.
No, absolutely not. That thing is clearly still in its display case over there, and you're not holding it at all.
Glad you get the message. Wonderful. So This is sort of like, it's a scientific instrument, it's sort of like a magic resonator. So, say, if I were to brush it against, say, magical object, it would sort of pick up the vibrations of, like, the signature artistry of the person who made it. And then it will resonate with whatever else, what to other magical objects that person made, or somebody from their family, because these magical methods and traditions that get passed down from generation to generation. So you often get the same signatures, the same vibration with them. So yes, if it's bloodlock, then we would be able to resonate with that and then find some other magical object and hopefully find out whose blood you would need.
Well, that's perfect. That's precisely what we need. Unfortunately, the box is currently on the stage, being observed by hundreds of people who are not hurt in any way whatsoever. Are perfectly fine.
No, that's oddly specific.
Very ominous, but glad to hear.
Yeah. So
I'm afraid I have an issue as well. Device like this, these scientific instruments often need power, something that I don't actually have. However, I do know someone that does, or rather did.
The did doesn't sound very promising.
Indeed. See, gadgets like this and the batteries that power them, the only way to find them is from within the tower. Somebody did come out recently with said device, but they are currently
not dead
upon that stage.
Currently perfectly happy and healthy. Well, maybe not happy. Perfectly healthy on the stage, possibly in mild peril.
They're currently being sentenced right now.
Right, so maybe we should go back and do something sensible about that then.
I agree.
Sensible us, always.
I cast Thunderwave.
Okay.
What?
With that information now in place, what are you guys going to do? Are you going to try and attempt anything at this point?
Oh, we don't know any of that information,
yeah.
Do we?
Nope. You don't know that information, but do you want to attempt anything with what you do know?
Sure, why not?
Ruth, would it?
Something other than mass murder, please.
Yeah.
I make no promises. Yeah.
What makes you think about mass murder?
Oh, nothing, you know, just plucked it out of the air.
Once again, I say this often, I'll never apologise for art.
Do you know, when you finally create some, I'll listen to your apology.
Did you not see all the civilians I killed? I mean,
no,
made,
because
I,
it didn't
gave
happen.
Them a, I gave them a perfectly good light show and a swift introduction to the afterlife.
So, currently, God. At this point, are we being manhandled by a whole bunch of guards?
Are we enjoying it?
That's exactly what happened.
Well, Sticks might be. Not speak for anyone else.
For all for enjoyment.
Which hole do you want to aim for, bucko?
Guys, could you maybe try and do something?
Ruth will be like, look, fine, I'll go in. Omelette's coming in with me.
All right, don't rip the coat.
Okay. So you get restrained, you get brought along with
restrained?
The three...
I thought we were fighting. How are you restraining the bear?
Well, you get restrained in the sense that you're being arrested, is what I meant.
Oh, okay.
And you get cast away. There's cheers from from all the crowd.
Yeah, the non-dead crowd. The very healthy.
Yeah,
crowd.
At some point, everybody in the audience just got a shudder.
Oh, like someone walked over my grave,
screaming all in unison.
No, I thought we were winning the audience over.
You get put into a van. Omelette has to walk behind. This van isn't a car, by the way. I meant like a carriage.
I turn to the driver and I say, I understand that we are all going to the same place, but is there like a first class to go to this place?
He just looks at you and says, what are you talking about?
Oh, never mind.
That's what I thought.
As you drive along, Tarquin, as you peer out of the curtains, you see...
Don't you say it. Don't you dare.
you see a man that you recognise with an eye patch.
And okay.
He gives you a little nod. And
I give
you're quite
the
startled, but it seems like he's wearing your clothes.
Fucker.
And he gives you a little nod and then disappears from view. You get taken and escorted out.
Oh, I'm going to cut that belt off. I am going to make a proper trousers.
You don't get quite see where you get taken. There's a lot of hubbub, a lot of guards around you. You're brought down a stairwell and then locked into individual cells. And in this same prison, there are a couple of... There's three people that match the wanted poster.
Oh my god, it's
living a live bear with a moustache.
Love it. Fucking hell. Okay.
That wasn't a happier ending.
I prefer kind of
it was happier than it would have been.
I mean, honestly, that's a more progressive ending.
Yeah.